So trusting in God or seeking a sign, Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We can have trust in God's promises toward us. The Pharisees sought a sign to justify disbelief in the Christ. Christ supplies everything they asked for. Mark 8:11-12. Then the Pharisees came out and began to dispute with him, seeking from him a sign from heaven, testing him. But he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Assuredly I say to you, no sign shall be given to this generation." Thomas wants a sign to believe in the resurrection of Jesus. He desires to believe in the risen Christ. And Jesus strengthens him by showing him what he desires to see. His doubt is replaced by faith. John 20:19-29. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, which the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. And if you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." So he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger under the print of the nails, put my hand unto his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days the disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here, and look at my hands, and reach your hand here, and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered him and said to him, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." In 2 Chronicles, Jehoshaphat's prayer is not for a sign, but for salvation from God. And the heart looking for a sign wants proof, not so he can believe, but so he can feel justified in disbelieving. The heart looking for salvation already believes that God can save him and asks for God to act, then waits on his mercy. 2 Chronicles 20:5-19. Then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, "O Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? And do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations? And in your hand is there not power and might, so that no one is able to withstand you? Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham your friend forever? And they dwell in it and have built you a sanctuary in it for your name, saying, 'If disaster comes upon us, sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we will stand before this temple and in your presence, for your name is in this temple, and cry out to you of our affliction, and you will hear and save.' And now, here are the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whom you have not let Israel invade, when they came out to the land of Egypt, from the land of Egypt. But they turned from them and did not destroy them. Here they are, rewarding us by coming to throw us out of your possession, which you have given us to inherit it. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do. But our eyes upon you are upon you. Now all Judah, with their little ones, their wives, and their children, stood before the Lord. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jehiel, the son of Mathaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly. And he said, "Listen, all you of Judah, and your inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go down against them. They will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jurel. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head and his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Then the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up and praised the Lord God of Israel with voices loud and high. Lord Jesus, help us to request your mercy by faith in your promises. Please do not let our hearts question your actions, but let us always trust that you will do is always because of your great love for us. We desire to only wait on your mercy, not testing you, not demanding of you a sign.